producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's already starting to get people's attention, but not as much attention as it should be garnering right now. And, of course, I'm talking about the clear makings of what could potentially become a giant conflagration in the Middle East, spilling into Central Asia, Eastern Europe, Russia, Central and Western Europe. And then that could easily domino into what they call World War IV at the Pentagon. Because World War III was the Cold War and the Middle Eastern wars, the proxy wars of the last 50 years. World War IV is through proxy terror groups and is economic war, cyber war, proxy war, but also expanding regional conflicts where actual armies of major world powers begin to go toe-to-toe. Because proxy armies can only go so far. I got up at about 6 a.m. this morning and continued to do deep research before coming into the office about 30 minutes ago. And I was sitting here as we began to go live 2 minutes ago, and I just do not even have words to describe how dangerous the situation is. But I'm going to do my best to really come back at the start of the next segment and lay out a presentation of exactly where we are. If you are a longtime listener, you know we've laid out precisely what was unfolding, what was going to unfold, and the different avenues we could be going down. But you need to understand, U.S. military and NATO military forces have been fighting Russians for at least 4 years in Syria, and for about 2 years in Ukraine. And we have bizarro statements. In fact, I forgot to tell the crew to get these. You can get them. Take your time. Don't freak out because I'm spraying this on you. The retired U.S. general, the Fox News pundit, saying we need to go ahead and start killing more Russians. Lots of dead Russians is the answer. Then the head NATO general said, oh, we can defeat the Russians real quick and real easy. We're ready to crush them militarily, and we're preparing to do so. I mean, just chilling, crazy town statements. Like you're a bully talking about how you're 15, you're going to beat up a 10-year-old. Just shooting your mouth off kind of. I mean, even if you had that power to do that, you wouldn't shoot your mouth off like that. It's just unbelievable. Because now we have John McCain on Fox News yesterday saying now it's time to give service-to-air anti-aircraft missiles to the supposed rebels. There's the headline, Infowars.com. McCain armed Syrian rebels to shoot down Russian planes, just like we did in Afghanistan. Well, back then, you could say the Soviet Union was evil and corrupt, but arming what became al-Qaeda, we can see, was certainly a bad idea. Now McCain meets with actual al-Qaeda that runs ISIS, and that's in the news. I'm going to cover that in a moment. Huge news. They're now admitting it. And then now he says, give weapons to people that are sworn to shoot down Western commercial aircraft. So they've gone into Syria. They've started the war. They can't win the war. Chinese, Iranian, and Russian troops are landing daily, massing. Putin's preparing for all-out war in Europe. Just drafted 150,000 conscripts today, readying nuclear forces for nuclear war. And you've got the average American talking about how proud they are of Caitlyn Jenner and how that's the new symbol of America. This is called the complete setup of this country. And I'm going to lay out exactly what we're facing straight ahead, because this is a larger globalist operation behind this to bring down the United States and Russia when the globalists are done.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it was former Brigadier General Robert H. Scales, the Fox News military analyst, that called for, quote, "It's time to start killing Russians to save Ukraine and fill up a lot of body bags." And he's the same Pentagon general that's been proposing a limited nuclear war. And a lot of the other people at the Pentagon think we can have a nuclear war with Russia, but that might not be a bad idea. That's Fox News. I mention that because we have, of course, this new clip of John McCain. He says, arm Syrian rebels to shoot down Russian planes. Yeah, you've already given them anti-tank missiles. You've already given them some surface-to-aircraft missiles. You've already turned al-Nusra, that is al-Qaeda, you've already turned them loose to run around for 5 years murdering hundreds of thousands. And so now you have the junior league to recruit young people around the world called ISIS. And I'm going to break down exactly who runs who in just a moment and why the Russians just blew up the al-Nusra command base. Because that's the, quote, moderate rebels. And that's who NATO and the Pentagon have people in there advising. I'll bet you my bottom dollar, Western advisors were killed in these Russian strikes. Because the White House, NATO, France especially, and then Saudi Arabia number one, and Turkey are quarterbacking the entire attack. That's why the foreign ministry yesterday, you can pull this up, went public warning the Russians that they would, quote, escalate military action if the Russians didn't pull out. And Saudi Arabia isn't playing games. They funded and they ran with Osama bin Laden as their top officer the clandestine attack with General Hamid Ghul, who's been on this show, doesn't go on any other Western shows, to defeat the Russians in the Afghan war in the 1980s. And the Saudi Arabians that have the largest military arsenal in the Middle East, bigger than Israel's, conventionally, they have threatened to all-out attack Russia now. This has escalated to insane asylum levels. And so the Russians' response this morning was to launch 8 airstrikes on the al-Nusra command bases and totally destroying it. Al-Qaeda gives the orders. Al-Nusra is Al-Qaeda. That's on record. I'm going to read mainstream news saying that. They're like, why are the Russians blowing up Al-Qaeda? Well, our media says they don't have any power anymore. Al-Qaeda became IS. They fly the same flags. They're the same people. They are the Western intelligence intel base. So the Russians are trying to decapitate the command and control of ISIS in Syria. That's what you do. If you're actually trying to defeat an enemy, is you kill their leadership. You kill their military brass. You kill their commanders in the field. And you've got tens of thousands of Chinese pouring in. Ships are landing every day now. Tanks, anti-aircraft weapons, it's anti-tank weapons. It's all pouring in. Iranian troops are pouring in. Hezbollah is pouring in out of Lebanon. I mean, this is biblical, ladies and gentlemen. Vladimir Putin just conscripted 150,000 troops today to defend the Russian borders against Islamic attack, because the globalists are activating terror squads in Chechnya and many other areas right now, preparing what they've done in the past, blowing up train stations, blowing up military bases, attacking police stations. I mean, the New World Order runs Al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia is in the middle of it. They've been promised the entire Middle East. It is unprecedented. Headline, London Telegraph, Russia kills U.S.-backed Syrian rebels in second day of airstrikes as Iran prepares a ground offensive. Live updates. And we'll roll some more of that bomb pod footage for folks here in just a moment. We are simulcasting television right now, and Russia doesn't have a choice. Is Russia perfect? No. But did Russia start this war? Did Russia start the Ukraine war? Did Russia start the Syria war? Did Russia start the Libya war? Did Russia start the Iraq war? Did Russia fund Al-Qaeda? You understand that the two Boston bombing brothers, on record, had their cover blown by the Russians 2 years before the Boston bombing as CIA double agents flying under fake passports under the State Department. You understand they're out of Georgetown University. You understand they were going to Chechnya. I don't know what happened with the Boston bombing. I just know, figure that one out. That's why the FBI got caught lying, saying, we've never heard of these guys before. I mean, this is an insane time to be alive, when the supposed people that carried out 9/11, the Saudi Arabian government, has threatened Russia publicly to launch terror attacks inside Russia if they don't back out of the Middle East. And then meanwhile, Russia did kind of pull out of the Middle East a few years ago. And then the West's response was to start overthrowing areas of Ukraine on their border, traditionally part of Russia, and to start trying to overthrow Russia itself with color revolutions. And Russia said, okay, we have no choice. Circle the wagons, get ready for war. Just like with Napoleon, just like with Hitler. History now repeats itself yet again. But this isn't communist Russia now, hamstrung and totally controlled by Western-backed rebels that took over Russia in 1917. You know, our government with the British put the horrible scum in 1917. That was all basically New York, London run. But before I digress, this is just an incredible time to be alive right now. Russia moves to war footing. Putin signs decree drafting 150,000 conscripts into the military as his jets launch a new wave of airstrikes. Here are some of the other headlines up on Infowars.com. Iran, Hezbollah, Syrian army prepare to launch offensive against CIA proxies on the ground. And the air offensive has already been launched. They run the headline that the USA is in disarray, Iran troops ready. Well, there's no disarray about it. They bet on the Sunni majority, that's 79% of Muslims, that Saudi Arabia is basically dominating and controlling and bullying with Wahhabist ideology. I'm not saying Sunnis are bad people or Shiites are bad people. They kill each other constantly for over 1,000 years. The problem here and the ongoing crisis here is that this is no longer just a proxy war. This is becoming a major war with the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Syrians, lined up against NATO, Europe, the United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. Israel is backing the Syrian rebels. Israel came out, Netanyahu yesterday, and said they're going to begin airstrikes in areas of Syria against the Assad forces. Israel is announcing that they will fly into airspace with Russian aircraft and will start targeting the Assad forces, who for 5 years have been toe-to-toe against the Saudi Arabian Turkish proxy army funded with U.S. weapons, and they killed the people at Benghazi to give them the weapons. You talk about dirty and evil. And a lot of folks don't know what to do, been pro-Israel, because I'm not anti-Israel. But Israel, you can say, either is involved or quarterbacking it or is following orders. I don't know. I know this. They're involved in it. Following Russian airstrikes, Israeli defense minister says Israel will defend its interest in Syria. And then again, they go on to announce they're going to start airstrikes against Assad forces. Assad's done nothing. Under international law, their government was democratizing. They were infiltrated. They were attacked by al-Qaeda forces. That is who al-Nusra is. And I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important, but only this one today. Here is the news from Reuters. Now, they spin this, but in the article is the truth. Russian warplanes, this is the key. Russian warplanes target insurgents in Syria, but not Islamic State. Well, they're not going to target a bunch of grunts from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United States, Australia, Germany, France, the UK. They're not going to target the grunts on the ground first. They're going to target who runs them. The pro-Damascus television channel said jets carried out at least 30 strikes. They hit 8 different areas, but 30 strikes in one spot. As insurgent alliance, known as the Army of Conquest, the alliance includes the Nusra Front, an al-Qaeda Syrian branch, but not Islamic State, which has declared a caliphate on swaths of Syria and Iraq. IS is the payoff to Saudi Arabia for the new Islamic State to launch new attacks worldwide in between Iraq and Syria. So that's the new breakup of Syria and Iraq. And then they just put a bunch of young, dumb idiots in there who'll be removed later with whatever the West puts in and whatever Saudi Arabia puts in. So that's just the proxy army of wannabe cowboy, playboy, you know, rape gang, scum, filth, trash that the West has produced and Saudi Arabia has produced. The real rebels trying to overthrow Assad are al-Qaeda, that's Reuters, and the Russians just blew them up. Now, Russia's bombing, who supposedly blew up our towers on 9/11 and killed all of our Americans, and we had to give up all our rights because of it, and Russia is being attacked all over its southern belly by these very same people that our U.S. government trained on record. Our own military knows this and is speaking out and saying no. The former head of Defense Intelligence went public 2 months ago, as you know. We played the clip probably 15 times. And the response of John McCain, we're going to play it right now, The response of John McCain is, let's give them surface-to-air missiles, which he knows they've already got. They've already shot down a bunch of Syrian aircraft. The Russians just have better systems to avoid them, different countermeasures, and have better training. And so I still think you'll probably see Russian aircraft shot down because they're going up against the best weapons Saudi Arabia, Europe, and the United States taxpayers have to offer.
Senator, but if they are attacking the very guys who we want to see topple Assad, you would let American planes just to pass them and let them do that?
No, but I might do what we did in Afghanistan many years ago to give those guys the ability to shoot down those planes. That equipment is available.
Who would be shooting them down?
The Free Syrian Army.
The Free Syrian
Army. Just like the Afghans shot down the Russian. No, just like the Afghans shot down Russian planes after Russia invaded Afghanistan.
But you hear what I'm saying? I mean,
I want to start at the beginning because it's important. Let's play this clip without me interrupting it. Here it is.
But if they are attacking the very guys who we want to see topple Assad, you would let American planes just to pass them and let them do that?
No, but I might do what we did in Afghanistan many years ago to give those guys the ability to shoot down those planes. That equipment is available.
Who would be shooting them down?
The Free Syrian Army. Just like the Afghans shot down the Russian. No, just like the Afghans shot down Russian planes after Russia invaded Afghanistan.
But you hear what I'm saying? I mean, you could see how easily, as you pointed out to me in prior visits, how easily something like this escalates into something much, much worse. Are we at that stage?
I think it would be much, much worse. But this administration, this president, this Secretary of State, they aren't going to do anything that would escalate it. They're going to give them a free hand, just like they have given them a free hand throughout, just like we have no strategy whatsoever. So while we watch innocent men, women, and children.
We have no strategy. The neocons basically run Obama. They're doing exactly what McCain wanted to do, but he's giving Obama right cover from the fake right attacking him, saying he has no strategy. No strategy. They have brought the weapons of Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, the EU, and its NATO army, the UN army. That's what NATO is. And the United States military weapons supplies for 5 years bullying the daylights out of the Syrians and killing over 300,000 of them, almost all of them civilians. Christians, Protestant and Catholic, non-radical, Alawite, peaceful Muslims, and others. And that's why they're getting rid of one of the oldest Jewish communities, one of the oldest Christian communities, and one of the oldest Muslim communities in the world is Syria, where people have lived in peace for thousands of years because it's a tolerant government. Their leaders wear suits and ties, folks, and that's why they're being removed from power. Women don't wear hoods over their heads. Women are free over there, just like they were in Iraq. Are they free now in Iraq? No, they're not. The West wants Stone Age barbarism over there. The globalists want Agenda 21, deindustrialization worldwide. They do their own soft kill policies here to shut off our industries, break down our families, poison us. And then when they're able to really have their way with the country, they'll dismantle and blow up the entire infrastructure like Libya. We told you they'd deindustrialize and bring that country to the ground and raise every piece of equipment they had in a scorched earth policy, and they did exactly that because we know their operations. And I want to explain something. The Soviet Union, I've studied it, was incredibly oppressive, total political correctness, an absolute nightmare that Alexander Solzhenitsyn exposed. But by the time he left the U.S. in the early 90s and went back to Russia, the Pulitzer Prize winner, he said America is going to become even more evil, and Russia's got to get nationalistic right now because the plan is to basically bring in corporate communism worldwide where they're exempt. Go read the last 4 or 5 books Solzhenitsyn wrote. Sounds like I wrote them. And when I was sitting there reading those books, it wasn't like I wrote them. We just both knew the truth. The truth is the truth. Even if you've never heard somebody else say it, you already know it if you studied it. And so, as bad as the Soviet Union was, there were attacks launched in Russia buy forces out of Afghanistan. This is all declassified by Zbigniew Brzezinski. In 1979, Reagan didn't launch that. Reagan didn't run that. He just got the credit for it. And I'm not defending or attacking Reagan. Reagan didn't run the Afghan operations. Reagan didn't start it. Zbigniew Brzezinski did. It's declassified. They attacked the Russians in 78 and 79 with hundreds of attacks. And then the Russians came in at the behest of the Afghan government, and they called it an invasion to take out the terrorists that were attacking Russia. And to get control of the opium, because the Soviets were running smack into the U.S. The CIA didn't like it. They wanted the profits. So just two different criminal predator groups. And we'll get Joel Skousen's perspective on all this coming up. He may differ a bit. But this is historically what we know went on. And that was an evil war. That was wrong. And then look what we got out of it, 9/11. And now, though, talk about hindsight being 2020. The children of Al-Qaeda. Some of them, the original leaders of Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan, the Saudi Arabian command group that ran that war in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. Because believe me, there was a proxy war there as well, not just Afghanistan. We are now watching our government nakedly sit there and endorse airstrikes against the military of Syria that's now been given Russian air cover. So we're going to have U.S., NATO, it's all moving into place, Israeli forces on the ground who are already there, and then in the air. This confrontation is accelerating extremely quickly and is incredibly destabilizing the whole world and is incredibly immoral that John McCain would meet with al-Nusra, that he calls the Free Syrian Army, that he would give them the weapons. There's photographs of him with the leaders of al-Nusra and the leader that became the number two over ISIS. This is incredible. And so you've got all these different factions run by Saudi Arabia. IS, Islamic State, is creating a breakup of Syria and Iraq, and out of the breakup creating a new country between the two. But separately, you've got al-Nusra that will be the group with the Committee of Conquest that is to take over the central government of what's left of Syria and the coastline and the oil and the gas. So there it all is, explained in living color. If you're former military, current military, former State Department, or if you're in the Middle East, if you've got some gravitas to add to this, if you disagree with me on some point, if you agree, if you'd like to augment what I've said concerning how dangerous this is, or perhaps you don't think it's a problem, we don't screen your calls. We love to hear what you have to say. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, this next clip is from a year ago, Putin at a world conference. And this is where Putin is talking about how our government, the U.S. government, created Islamic State. And more, we're going to be going through with actual Russian speakers and listening to what Putin says and creating our own translations, because the ones you're seeing on our news are not what Putin's saying. Putin is coming right out at the UN Monday and right out at the other events in the last few years saying it's a proxy war to destabilize things, that our government's putting al-Qaeda in charge to take over that area of the world and then to threaten Russia. And you'll never hear it on the news. And then the media spins it like Putin is embarrassing America and Putin's our enemy and all the rest of it. The truth is, even if Putin was a horrible guy, he's not on the offense. Our government's starting the fight and putting people who are horrible in charge, so we're losing the moral high ground because of it. Here is Putin.
Another threat that President Obama mentioned was ISIS. Well, who on earth armed them? Who helped to arm the Syrians that were fighting against Assad? Who created the necessary political climate that facilitated this situation? Who pushed for the delivery of arms to the area? Do you really not understand as to who is fighting in Syria?
All right, we'll be back. We're going to be taking your calls on this incredibly important subject that we are now not just in a proxy war with Russia and China and Iran. We're now in a war with them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to move quick through the news now. I basically bemoan the fact that as a culture, as a country, we really do have madmen running things who are trying to start a war with China and Russia. And they know that the people during a crisis like this will go into primitive mode and will start defending whatever the government does once a wider war starts. My country, right or wrong. The problem is America has officially, according to the Davos Switzerland meetings and other globalist announcements, been, quote, integrated into the New World Order private corporate global government. Now, integrated into that means conquered, means taken over. Means assimilated. And so for all intents and purposes, they have conquered the United States of America through subterfuge and infiltration. And these corporate interests are not going to be fighting and dying. They're not going to be paying for the war. You and I are. And they intend to either financially break Russia or have enough proxy wars with Russia that Russia finally makes a miscalculation and they can sell a wider war. That's what the whole COG and Homeland Security and all of it is about, hardening the government to survive a nuclear war. This is the madness that we had several times under L.L. Lemnitzer and other chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the Cold War. John F. Kennedy shut down those plans not once, but twice himself. Eisenhower shut down a plan at least twice to launch preemptive nuclear war against Russia and China. And so we have a global elite who want to bring down the nation states and bring in a one-world government, but they need a global crisis to sell it. So America and Russia is under globalist attack, just like Syria is under globalist attack. We all have solidarity in that we're under the technocratic manipulation, the divide and conquer, the grand chessboard that Brzezinski wrote about in his book a decade ago, admitting all of this. And that out of destabilizing Russia and funding radical Islamic jihadists to destabilize the Middle East, they could bring in a global crisis to establish the collapse of the nation state and the rise of world government. Go read his book. I've read the quotes here on air probably 100 times. He thinks you're so stupid. He writes policy books admitting all of this. He wrote a book admitting he helped set up the Khmer Rouge that killed 35% of Cambodia for no reason. Whole families. So we're not messing with people who aren't dangerous. The globalists are smart. They have a lot of super secret weapons. They have a lot of super weapons. They have infiltrators all over the place. They have the dollar still, so they can buy off anybody they want as the world reserve currency. This is a very, very dangerous time to be alive. The people running our government are so wicked and so Machiavellian and so evil, they would fund actual Al-Qaeda to go into 5 different countries and murder every Christian they get their hands on, men, women, and children, raping them, chopping their heads off, forcing fathers to suicide bomb, or they kill their whole family in front of them. I mean, the scum of the earth. And our government, the people that run our government, are such villains that bipartisanly they've done this. And it was so over the top, our own military 2-3 years ago said no to being the Air Force for Al-Qaeda, no to toppling Assad, and so they had to go to more of a covert approach. And they resupplied the Al-Qaeda forces and IS in Iraq with huge U.S. weapons caches that were recently created and deployed. And contractors are told, you go out to this old base that's shut down, it's got 5 Iraqis guarding it, you put 300 Toyota trucks with heavy 50 cals there, and you leave the keys inside the storage facility. Then the Iraqi troops are sitting out there in the middle of nowhere. They've been paid off. They disappear. In drives the convoy, carrying men in the back of each truck to be resupplied right there at the base. C-130 lands, offloads more weapons. This is an absolutely mega evil operation. And it's so brazen, it's so naked, it's so evil. Keep using the word evil because that's what it is. It's so wicked that they think they'll actually get away with it. And I'm telling you, there's another wrinkle to this baby. This is all meant to come out and further demonize America worldwide, because all over the world, people know our government is running this whole show. All over the world, people know that America is no longer the good guys, and they're saying Putin's the leader of the free world, and that Putin's a hero, and Americans all over the place, left and right, love Putin. Putin's a billionaire oligarch with all sorts of shady connections and a strong man. The difference is, though, he doesn't put fluoride in the people's water, and he does have a breeding program so Russians don't go extinct, and he is trying to build up their civilization. But nevertheless, he is a strong man. I wouldn't call him the paragon of perfect, you know, behavior. But compared to the absolute abject filth that has hijacked our culture and society, he is good. He is a lesser of two evils. Because Russia has been attacked, not the United States. And the very people that supposedly attacked us 14 years ago are now attacking Russian interests, and Russia dares to raise a hand against them, and all these bullies in the United States, and all these bullies in Israel, and all these bullies in Turkey, and all these bullies in Saudi Arabia say, how dare you? We're going to send in more weapons. We're going to kill Russians, and we're going to take you out. We're going to fill body bags with you. How dare you? But I want to be clear. The average Turkish person, the average Israeli, the average Saudi Arabian, the average American, the average French person does not back al-Qaeda or al-Nusra, does not like ISIS, and doesn't like what's happening, and wants our governments to take these people out. So they did fake airstrikes on them. That's been proven. The Iraqi government's gone public. So when I say shame on Israel, shame on the U.S., I mean shame on the power-mad demons, bipartisanly, in all of these major countries that are going with this globalist plan. It is the most nakedly evil America has ever been on the world stage. It is just total corruption, total mind-blowing, twisted manipulation in front of the world. Russian airstrikes in Syria continue. Putin drafts 150,000. U.S. is in, quote, disarray. Iran troops are ready. Infowars.com. Iran, Hezbollah, Syrian army prepare to launch larger offensive against CIA proxies. All-out war. Iranian troops to conduct ground attacks in Syria. Meanwhile, back in America, Planned Parenthood head, questions about sale of aborted babies are sexist. And it gets better. Twitter characterizes disagreeing, that's an actual quote, with someone's opinion as abusive behavior and will ban you if you're criticizing, quote, liberalism. Can't make that up. I mean, meanwhile, they're teaching five-year-olds how to go to tranny bathrooms. Meanwhile, we're drinking fluoride. Meanwhile, we're being lectured on what words we can use by a bunch of totalitarians masquerading as liberals. What a joke. I want to go to Abu, Charlene, Garrett, Robert, Chris, and others. We hired a lady a few months ago. And as we ease in our crew, we'll give you their full names and everything so they can be put to the crucible and attacked in the media. But Daria, as a native Russian speaker, she's a graduate of the Defense Language School at Monterey, California. That's where two of the hijackers at least got trained. The dean of the Defense Language School went public about that and got shut down. That's a side issue. She's been watching these Putin speeches and has shown us the Russian transcripts versus the U.S. transcripts, and it's night and day different. So she went in and did a transcript of the Putin U.N. speech, at least 5 minutes of it, from Tuesday, September 29th, just to show how incredibly different what you heard in the U.N. translation in the United States was versus what really happened. Putin's message lost in translation, Russian president's speech calls out key aspects of the New World Order agenda. That's a very important article, but it needs to get more attention. So I want it republished under the headline, Media Caught Distorting Putin's Speech. Media caught distorting Putin's UN speech. President Vladimir Putin called out the West's complicity in terrorism in real speech, or something like that. Because it's a very important article. After Joe Biggs joins us with Jakari Jackson from the anti-gunner rally that's happening at UT, details are at Infowars.com in a red linked article. We will get into that and play her report then. But first, before I go to your phone calls, here is a piece from the Washington Free Beacon, a mashup of Obama first supporting the Syrian rebels, then saying he didn't support the rebels. Here it is.
Many of you have, understandably, asked me questions about the claims of our critics who suggest that the administration should invest more deeply in training and equipping members of the Syrian opposition, that was the recipe for success. That is not something that this administration ever believed. But it is something that our critics will have to answer for.
The president for some time has been concerned that the lawlessness and violence that we've seen in Syria does have a destabilizing, dangerous impact. A way to address that, in our view, is to bolster the moderate opposition, provide them additional assistance.
We have a Free Syrian Army and a moderate opposition that we have steadily been working with, that we have vetted at the West Point speech that I gave. I said we need to put more resources into the moderate opposition.
The president does believe that that there would be value to ramp up the assistance that we provide to members of the moderate Syrian opposition.
Stepping up the efforts with respect to the moderate opposition is an essential piece of any strategy against ISIL.
With this new effort, we'll provide training and equipment to help them grow stronger.
But I think it's also time for our critics to fess up in this regard as well.
Oh, it's time for us to fess up that we're wrong. Okay, here's Reuters saying that Russia launched at least 30 airstrikes on one base alone. The Army of Conquest group led by al-Nusra, an al-Qaeda Syrian branch. Well, yes, that's the command and control base where the West meets with the moderates, which is al-Qaeda, who actually are just the grandpas and daddies of Islamic State that flies the exact same flags, the exact same people. They're just the average age of about 25 and are just the boots on the ground creating the new country because they're breaking up Syria and Iraq. Two different operations. Take part of Iraq, take part of Syria, let them create a new country, pay off the Saudi Arabia, have a new headquarters to launch terror attacks worldwide, then Western governments can take more of our freedoms. Iran troops to join Syrian war. Russia bombs group trained by CIA. That's Reuters. And again, who does Reuters say the group is? Al-Qaeda. That's how dumb they think you are. In a Reuters article, Russia's bombing Al-Qaeda that leads the good Syrian rebels. I mean, do you understand how evil our government is, folks? Let me explain something. I don't want to sit here and say this. This is a setup to bring our country down. This is diabolical, folks. The whole world's turning against America right now, and this was all done by design by the American-hating scum that set this up back in the 70s, Zbigniew Brzezinski. This is a globalist master plan to turn jihad forces loose all over, to take over, cause a religious civil war between Shiites and Sunnis, out of which is the clash of civilizations. That world government will rise with a one-world religion where you can't be a conservative Christian, but you've got to moderate and submit and dress how Muslims want you to. You can now see it all, the total radical plan to end the Renaissance by driving a giant radical Islamic harpoon right through our heart. I've said it for over a decade. Al-Qaeda is the master skeleton key that opens every door for the New World Order. It is the Saudi Arabian-Turkish intelligence operation. It runs all the radical Muslim groups that are Sunni. The Shiite groups, again, are Hezbollah. They are mainly a military group, and they've been sitting back in the shadows, not launching terror attacks for a very, very long time. But yes, if we have an all-out war with the Iranians, they will activate sleeper cells all over the West, and you won't have young 25-year-old jihadis running around shooting up schools and stuff. You will have attacks on government facilities, which is what the New World Order wants. That'll destabilize the government further, bringing in total globalist rule. Man, you can see the master takeover plan. It makes my head spin. And now we're in toe-to-toe war with U.S. forces, NATO forces fighting Russians, with the Israelis announcing they're going to begin airstrikes against Syrian Assad government forces who have been fighting a giant proxy army for 5 years valiantly. I mean, you can't but root for them. They didn't start it. They didn't do it. They're moderate. They're normal. They're not committing crimes. They are fighting against the trash of the planet. And it is just so over-the-top evil. And then out of this is a general demonization of Muslims in the clash of civilization, which the globalists want to divide and conquer people as well. And then Saudi Arabia is given total control over all of the Muslim world to basically kingpin that whole operation. And again, that's British intelligence all over again. We're going to go to break and come right back and go to Habu, Charlene, Garrett, Robert, Chris, and others very, very briefly. Today is the last day to get the lowest prices that we have ever offered on storable food. We work with My Patriot Supply. We've got their full range, their best specials at InfoWarsStore.com. But we can get around contract rules they have if we did a private label, which is just their sticker, but now it's InfoWars Select. On their full food line, they can then give me even lower. They're just like, sure, if you don't want to really make any profit, we'll go lower. We're free market. And so this is the lowest price they've ever offered. I had their CEO on 2 weeks ago. Today is the last day at midnight. The shopping cart is programmed to end this special. Go check it out. Look at it for yourself. If you want to augment your storable food or if you want to expand your storable food, I hope you never have to use it. But it's insurance you can eat. It lasts more than 20 years. But I personally just bought more storable food. I think people are insane in the membrane if they do not take action 6 months, 1 year. Fruit, veggie, snack mix. They've got the protein special packs. It's in these great plastic tote containers, better than the stuff you see at Walmart. They really are the leader. This food is recently packaged. It's brand new fresh food. InfoWarsStore.com. And this is the time, this is the place, this is the best price. We are very competitive, and it'll still be great deals tomorrow. It'll still be the lowest you're going to find some of the best quality. Still very, very good deals tomorrow. But now is the best deal ever at InfoWarsStore.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Thank you.
those shackles on me.
Don't
That's crazy. We probably play this bumper music Don't that Jimmy Bonner recorded for the show a few years ago against RFID chips. And I was just thinking about Jimmy Vaughn.
Don't
I might think about, you know, once a week or something. I was just thinking about him. My kids play with his daughters. Right as I was coming out of break, and then some of his music played, which we might play, I don't know, once a month or something. That's just crazy. Serendipity, synchronicity, what do you call it? And, you know, I have children. A lot of you have children. I just want to have a civilization. I just want to live and let live. If a country messes with us, I want to stand up to them. But our country's been hijacked and taken control of, and is being used as an engine of evil worldwide. And now the Russians and others are massing forces to fight the Saudi Arabian proxy army. And Saudi Arabia is saying, fine, we're going to escalate. And this is how wars get really, really out of control very, very quickly. And Neil Cavuto says to, and I'm going to your calls, Neil Cavuto says to John McCain, well, isn't escalating this, sending more troops and weapons, going to escalate? And McCain goes, yes, there's a problem. Obama isn't escalating. But Obama is escalating. Everything is just deceiving the public with a straight face. It's so sick. And to see them put America clearly in the position of being the bad guys, because we've been above the law and arrogant for so long, makes my head spin. Let's go to Habu and then other callers. Habu, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, good day to you, and thank you very much for the opportunity. What you've said so far is spot on from where I sit, but may I just offer a couple of brief comments? One is, now we can see in hindsight that the whole migrant refugee crisis was a spectacle that was staged so that, you know, they could pull at the world's hearts and make it look like, you know, this was all the doing of Assad and Syria. Actually, these were coming from the million or so that are in Turkish camps, and they were including Pakistanis and everybody else, but it was all to make Assad look like the boogeyman. And that also, and if I may say this, I'm a little nervous here. Putin already saw the game when Hollande of France and Cameron were threatening to strike Syria, saying this kind of stuff has to stop. But this was all the setup. This was, you know, attack 2.0. 1.0 was the Ghouta gassing, which was another false flag. So Putin already beat them to the punch by sending MiG-31s to because he knew that that would stop them from bombing, you know, just having a free Turkish shoot in Syria by these NATO. So that has completely stopped them in their tracks. And the second thing is, as an observer, I think Russia and China have just had too much. Not so much Iran, but they're going to join in. They've just said this is where we're going to have our stand with American exceptionalism, this kind of exceptionalism. And they're going to make a point here. And Saudi Arabia is just a, you know, it's just a lightweight. These guys can't fight. These are punks who you know, frequent the bordellos in Paris and Western capitals, but can't fight. These people, the Yemenis are knocking their socks off. These guys are knocking their high-powered planes out of the air. So these people are not even affected. All they have is money and armaments to have other people do it. So that is all, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but again, what is our government thinking, putting America in the position of being totally wicked? It's so obvious to the whole world. Do you agree with me? This is a larger setup.
It is, but also, you know, I have to say this after Vietnam and Korea, that there is a...
Hold on, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Then we'll go to everybody else. Stay with us, folks. Back in 1 minute.
You're listening to GCN.
This is so ridiculous.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects.